Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yeah, welcome in, pro wrestling fans, here on a weekend edition of Busted Open Podcast Edition. I'm Ryan McKinley. Got the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, along for the ride here on a Saturday. And boy, oh boy, do we got some news to jump into from a wild Friday night on SmackDown. News coming down that Sasha and Naomi, that's right, Sasha Banks and Naomi, have been indefinitely suspended by the WWE. We dive into what that could mean for the future of the women's tag team division. Speaking of tag team divisions, the Bloodline, the Usos, become undisputed champs. We talk about the ramifications of that, and it wouldn't be a weekend edition of Busted Open if we didn't give you our weekly winner for the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. Surprises in store? Well, I don't know. You'll have to sit back, relax, and click play. Check it out. Busted Open here on a Saturday. Let's get it going. The Usos becoming undisputed unified tag team champions last night against RK-Bro, Mark. A fantastic main event on Friday Night SmackDown, a main event that is worthy, in my opinion, of having SmackDown now included in the weekly winner conversation. That's how good just that one match, just how good that one match was with just one match, right? History was on the line, main event, you know, damn the statement and the drama with Sasha and Naomi, take all that away, right? Just on a surface level, this is a massive moment for the WWE, just from the standpoint, the Bloodline is one of the best stories they have told in my adult life, Mark, for the last 20 years. This head of the table, this Bloodline story has been absolutely fantastic. Yes, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. There's been some ups and downs, but this is a fresh turn on this story now. They got all the gold, Mark, and that visual was beautiful, seeing the Usos and Roman Reigns hold up those six belts. It really kind of gave a visual to what the WWE has been planning, really, since the inception of the Bloodline. Mark, you called this like 2 years ago.
Yeah, and also said that that they're not the one of the most dominant factions in history. And I got heat for that because there were people that was like, no, they are. And I was like, no. Well, when they start main eventing and being in the main event, I would consider it. But right now, excuse me, they weren't in the main events. And the next day that I said that, they put them in the main event and they won the titles. And now they put them in the main event and they won, they unified the titles. I can admit when I'm wrong, but I believe that some of that is spawned by the fact that I said that they're not doing the right thing and they made up for it. So you're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. Those did the work, but sometimes you need your agent. You need some advocates to step up in front and say, hey, this needs to be done for this to be considered. And, I'm not taking credit for it. I'm just saying that before I said that, it didn't happen, and now it did. So, yeah, I am. I am saying it. Like, so,
Barry, good job, Mark Henry.
Good job, all parties involved. And congratulations to the Usos. I remember when they first started training.
That's crazy.
I've had matches with them as dozens of matches. And I watched them develop into one of the greatest tag teams that ever been, that was ever in tag team wrestling. I know their dad. I drove their uncle around. I was his young boy. Mark, go get my bags. Mark, go get me some food. Mark, book the hotel. We staying. So I did what I was told. So there's a connection with these guys, and they know it. Their dad knows it. When they wanted to come up with a dance for when Keisha and Brian Christopher and Scotty Too Hotty came up, they was like, man, you know some dances that we all can do? Yeah. Meet me at the ring. I'll put something together for you. Yeah, I put the dance together. Yeah, I did that. I got a connection to their family. I could call their aunts and uncles. I know the people.
Yep.
So for all the people that was spreading hate, spread the hate. I call Jay and John right now and get them on the show. So well, I'm proud of them. I'm happy for them. So when I say that I don't want to hear his wife being talked about as somebody that's a miscreant, a no good, I'm saying that from an emotional standpoint. Yeah, it's personal. And I know that her husband, it must hurt to be a champion in that company and your wife be talked about like that.
Because she, in her own regard, was a champion. Was a champion. She's been stripped. They've been suspended. Right. They gave up their belts. But a champion in her own right. And Naomi, not just a champion. Like, even if she didn't have tag team gold, Naomi is one of the most beloved characters. I don't think I'm, like, overstating anything, right? Like, she is a beloved person in professional wrestling. Not as just a character, but as a person, Mark.
Yeah. Really, really sweet. Really, really, like, not a problem.
Right.
And you shouldn't be treated like a criminal if you're not one. Sometimes you make a bad judgment call. And I'm not siding with Naomi saying that she didn't make a bad call, because I walked out, but I did business first. I did what they wanted me to do.
Yeah, you said what we talked about it yesterday. You did walk off
after I was done.
You did the show.
Bye.
Yep. Yep.
I'm out. Take your shit. I take my shit, and it's over with. Of course, my wife was like, "No, you going back to work. Y'all need to talk this
out." Gave you that shit right back in your bag and said, "Turn that shit around and head back to where you came from."
Listen, I know you're mad. She turned into Marcellus Wallace. Yeah, I know you're mad.
That's pride. That's pride. Fucking with you, big man.
Take your ass back to work.
That, I can
go
see
talk that out.
Saying that.
Do some man shit. Go talk it out.
Yes, I got a Band-Aid on the back of her head.
Yes, man. I got the Band-Aid. Yeah. And I went back to work, and we talked, and we ended up hugging.
That's awesome.
And saying, you know what? This can't happen no more. I'm a man. And then it was over with.
Let me ask you this. Because, listen, we'll get back. We got 3 hours, right? We're going to talk more about the Usos and their historic win and what that means.
We're going to get the calls. I know y'all out there.
Absolutely.
We're going to get to you.
Absolutely. But to the point of kind of what we were talking about in terms of, you know, the Usos, you know, Sasha and Naomi walking out and all the drama that surrounds it, right? You were talking about your own experiences and you know, the things that you've went through, right? You talked about it. You hugged. Everything
right.
was all good. It led to the Hall of Pain. There were brighter days ahead. The Hall of Fame induction would come a couple years after that, right? So we know, and listen, you know, Ultimate Warrior came back, Stone Cold came back, Hogan came back, like from
Bruno
Big
and San
Scandal
Martino
stuff,
came back.
Everyone comes back.
Bruno
right?
told them to go and take their, you know what I'm talking about, where the sun don't shine.
So with all
everybody
of that history,
have problems.
Right? that with all that colorful history, right, and we in decades of drama because it is the WWE, do you think with Sasha and Naomi, like, we could see a reconciliation here? Do you think we could see these two?
Yeah, I mean, you saw a reconciliation with Bruno, with Hogan.
Yeah, everyone, pretty much. Yeah, everyone.
With Warrior.
Yeah.
Bret Hart. Bret Hart? Like, with there's been a lot of people that had reconciliations.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, you didn't see all the dirty laundry come out with everybody. You saw the dirty laundry with Brett. Yeah.
A little bit. Yep. Yep. Steve, a little bit. Yep.
With Steve, a little bit.
Yep.
He took his ball and he went home.
Yep.
Not professional. All of that.
But again, but this is the internet
different.
Age. We
they
got
have,
tweets.
They have
we
singled got them out, and they yep. have put them. They have released two statements in back to back shows, not weeks, but back to back shows
air.
On
yeah,
air.
On the air. Yeah,
basically saying that it's their fault that punishment is imminent, and they let us down. They disrespected the fans. Come on, man. That's too much. That's too much. You're going to make me look bad?
I disagree. Nope.
Okay. I tell you what. I'll accept my punishment. Don't talk about me on the air no more. That's what I mean, if you're trying to set a message to the other wrestlers, don't use me as an example. Because it's not going to end well. And you can say, well, if that's how you feel, you don't matter. You can leave. Okay. Well, I don't want 90 days. Fire me. And then I do go do what I want to do. I go to Japan. I go to MLW. I go to Impact. I go to AEW. I go somewhere. I will go somewhere else. If you don't want me, you think I'm that much of a hazard. I'm that much of a thorn in your side. Release me. Don't
hopefully
beat me and browbeat me and yeah. poke at me and tell the fans that I'm shit.
Well, hopefully
that's not
it gets
fair.
Resolved from one. Hopefully, it gets resolved from one standpoint or the other, right? Like, hopefully,
I'm just saying it's not fair.
And they figured this out. Well, no, listen, I mean, I'm not going to argue with a Hall of Famer. And from the standpoint of just life isn't fair, right? But from the standpoint of professional wrestling, this isn't something we're used to. Like, that's what's so fascinating to me is, like, we brought up all these examples, right? You brought up Bret Hart. You brought up Stone Cold Steve Austin. There are glimpses and windows that we've seen into this sort of gamesmanship, if that's the term you want to use, right? But it's never been like this. Press releases, statements on the air. Mark, it looked like last night on the WWE shop, if you search Sasha Banks or Naomi on the WWE website, nothing came up. So it looks like they're doing a complete washing of the characters of Naomi and Sasha Banks, which kind of, I mean, listen, gives you a window into just how heated this might be between the company and those two workers. Listen, we're going to put a pause on this just for a brief second. Nation, I see you waiting patiently over there on the full phone banks. Hold on to those calls because we are going out to you when we come back and getting your thoughts on the week that was in pro wrestling and the drama inside WWE.
When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bill, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/busted open. Cut your wireless bill to 15 bucks a month at mintmobile.com/busted open. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey everyone, this is Kirk Morrison.
This is Greg McElroy.
And this is Nate Burleson. With the 2020 NFL season finally upon us, we're excited to announce three new NFL podcasts from SiriusXM.
On Total Coverage, we'll explore the hows and the whys behind the week's biggest results.
On Inside the Pocket, we will go under the helmet for all the quarterbacks in the NFL.
And on 17 Weeks, Jamal Adams, Emmanuel Sanders, and Eric Ebron will discuss the latest NFL stories straight from the locker room.
New episodes of all three podcasts will be available every week on the SiriusXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Voice of the WWE, Michael Cole, last night. Listen, just doing his job. I do not blame Michael Cole. I do not blame Corey Graves. I don't blame anybody that is enveloped in this drama of Naomi, Sasha, and the WWE last night on SmackDown. Michael Cole delivering a promo, presumably from gorilla position, delivering a promo right before the main event, before this historic title unification match between the Usos and RK-Bro, right? Michael Cole looks into the camera, and this is what he has to say about Sasha Banks, Naomi, and the situation that happened on Monday night. They brought it to Friday night, and they brought it right before the main event. This is Michael Cole, the WWE Universe.
I want to talk about what happened this past Monday night when Sasha Banks and Naomi let us all down. The WWE Women's Tag Team Champions walked off the show and walked out of the building during Monday Night Raw. They were supposed to take part in this, the main event, the six-pack challenge, where the winner would be next in line to face Bianca Belair for the Raw Women's Championship. However, Sasha and Naomi took the tag team championships into the office of our head of talent relations, left them there, and then promptly walked out of the arena. Their actions disappointed millions of WWE fans and their fellow superstars. So because of what Sasha and Naomi did this past Monday night, they have been suspended indefinitely. And we will have a future tournament to crown the new WWE Women's Tag Team Champions.
Woo! All right. A lot to digest there. From the future Women's Tag Team Championship Tournament in a company that doesn't feature any women's tag teams to Michael Cole just straight out coming out and saying that Sasha and Naomi let us down. Mark, this feels pretty historic. I'm not a historian, so Busted Open Nation, if something jumps out to you, 877-344-4893. If you can remember another time where talent was kind of buried like this, Mark, as you said, they ran over them, then they backed up over them, right? They reversed on their heads, right? Like, I remember the Stone Cold situation in 2002. They did go after him a little bit in terms of their messaging, right? Like, it has happened, but I don't remember, like, press releases. I certainly don't remember tweets because Twitter wasn't around, right? Right, this feels a little unprecedented, Mark.
It is, and this is the WWE pushing an example to any other wrestlers not to cross the company in the future. And I say cross not knowing, because I don't know what happened. I don't have all the facts. Eventually, both sides of the story will be told. But eventually, from the way that it looks, their contracts are coming up, right?
That is a report that I did see. Yeah, Kaz, former WWE writer, did his podcast, and he had said he had spoken to sources that both ladies' contracts are up relatively soon.
So if you're gonna part ways with them, or you feel like that the negotiations is at a stalemate and the frustration of what's going on in the office, you can't take it out on TV. Like that's. It's just not a good policy. You know, they're painting the narrative that they're a problem.
Right.
And you don't want to get into all that comes with that, because that's a horrible bag of filthy, vile.
Especially in this business too.
Like, if you're going to say it about Naomi and Sasha, like, there's a thousand other workers that you could come out and have
that have done 10 times worse.
Yes. Yes.
So why them?
It's a bad look. Yep.
It's a bad look.
There. Right there. There's the tinfoil hat, right? Why them?
Why
them? It in a business of chaos and, like you said, drama and backstage this and that, right? And it's been going on for decades. It's in the Vince thing. This ain't a WWE thing. This is just a business of pro wrestling thing, right? Like our old pal Front Row, he had this to say about the drama. He said, I'm genuinely surprised at how WWE is handling this from a corporate messaging perspective. Disparaging Sasha and Naomi as employees, not characters, it's a bad luck for the company, in my opinion, very unprofessional. And listen, that's Front Row, Mark. Those are some great words from a corporate messaging perspective. Like, why would they do this? That's a great question. And listen,
you're damaging your own goods.
Exactly. And I'm not absolving Naomi and Sasha, right? Like, they signed a contract. You are actors. It is a script. You follow the script. Like, I do under, like, I'm not saying don't be protective of your characters, right? I'm just saying, we talked about this yesterday. I can see it from both sides, right? And time will tell in terms of the truth and we get to the bottom of it. But as we talk about both sides, if you're a billion-dollar corporation, a publicly traded company, like, I don't understand the corporate messaging with this. And Mark, in terms of future workers, future talent, future employees, future superstars, what does this say to future pro wrestlers that might sign with the WWE?
I'm putting this in my deal. If something happens where there's positive or negative toward the WWE and myself, you will not air any of the personal or private issue on television to try to paint the narrative that I'm the bad guy. I don't know how you would technically word that, because that's why I have a manager and a lawyer to let them figure that out. Because I'm just saying it from my perspective. I don't want that. I don't want y'all trying to bury me on TV. He's like, you bury me on TV, I'm gonna sue you.
Yeah.
Because this is ridiculous. Like, why would you damage your own goods? That's you got the sweetest, like, freshest milk in the refrigerator. And then you're going to take that milk out right before you get your cereal all ready, Ryan. And before you can pour it on your cereal, you're going to put vinegar in and make buttermilk. Why would you do that? It just don't make sense. That's the logic. I have to put stuff into a food perspective, because
clearly
that's just the way my brain works. So for all of y'all that try to make biscuits and you don't have buttermilk, you can put vinegar in your in your milk, and
make yourself some
buttermilk. Make your own buttermilk. But anyway, it goes like it's. That is one of those frustrating things. And now you have two talents for your company that if you had any negotiating leverage, you don't now. If I'm going to negotiate with you and my contract is up, there's other places in the world to go. This is not 15 years ago when there was no other wrestling companies that were on television.
And Mark, from Sasha's standpoint, we'll leave Naomi on as an aside here for a second, but from Sasha's standpoint, she's got Hollywood bags too. Right? Like, she was in the Mandalorian. She's broken that door down a little bit. She's a bit of a crossover star. At least she's working on it. I mean, trying to pull her away from that or playing that dance or playing that game with one Sasha Banks, it's like, why would you even poke that bear, man?
Why? You know, you see all the what shirts, the what chants.
Yeah.
Every time that now they should start a why. Every time they mention it, the whole crowd should just go, why? Why? Why?
Well, you ask why? Why would you air that promo that you just heard? Excuse me, Mark. right before that main event between the Usos and RK-Bro. When we come back, we are going to dive into that spectacular main event on SmackDown. And listen, I'm sure we'll still be talking about Sasha and Naomi. And again, callers, line them up. We do want to hear from you. What side are you on in this? Have you picked a side? Do you see both sides like I do? I'm very curious how you feel here on a Saturday of this week specifically, because it is still so fresh. Why? Marcus Don't Struggling over there, 877-344-4893, 877-FIGHT93. When we come back, we're going to put the drama on hold for a brief second, because we have got to talk about that fantastic tag team title match, what it means for the future, undisputed unified champions. The question is, how long will that last? Is this going to be like a WWE draft thing, or could this be a glimpse into the future?
Hey everyone, this is former NFL linebacker and current SiriusXM NFL radio host Kirk Morrison, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, Total Coverage. Each week, I'll be joined by some of the greatest minds in the game as we explore the hows and the whys behind the week's biggest results. Whether we're breaking down player techniques, game plans, or coaching philosophies, we'll explain the details that define our favorite performances. New episodes will be available every Tuesday on the SiriusXM app, Pandora, and Apple Podcasts.
The landscape of pro wrestling is evolving, which means more options for fans.
So many activities!
What was the best show this week?
If you ain't first, you're last.
The week's over, so get over. This is the Busted Open Weekly Winner.
Woo! We are back here on a Saturday. That familiar music is upon us. It is hour three here on a weekend edition of Busted Open. I'm Ryan McKinnell. That is Mark Henry. And it is Weekly Winner time, where we give you the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. And Mark, we start at the beginning of the week on a Monday night. And listen, I've been saying it for a couple months now, but really since since WrestleMania, Monday Night Raw has done a really solid job of filling those 3 hours, and not just filling the 3 hours on a Monday night, but making it extremely entertaining, whether it be Kevin Owens and Ezekiel, whether it be Finn Balor and what we're seeing with him in terms of story, right? Or obviously the return of Cody Rhodes to the WWE. So many things are going right on Monday. And when you talk about this particular Monday and things going right, well, heck, Mark, everything was going wrong in that 3 hours behind the scenes in terms of Naomi and Sasha walking off the show, throwing the main event into chaos, and everybody stepped up. None more so that I would say than Asuka and Becky Lynch in that main event, Mark, having to work around whatever was going around in the backstage sort of drama. Monday Night Raw, I thought, really delivered in a chaotic situation.
They did. Even the subtleties of putting dominant superstars in with guys that really don't have like a serious angle going, and that was putting Miz as a special guest referee in with Veer and Mustafa Ali. Like, they just did some good stuff, like as far as putting things in good places. The whole Sasha Banks and Naomi thing just threw a monkey wrench in the plan. But like you said, at the end of that, Asuka and Becky Lynch, you know, did come in and deliver what is main event wrestling. And I really enjoyed the show.
Yeah, and Becky, adjusting to the show and the six-pack challenge and all the drama, she cut a great promo earlier in the show. She had a great main event to cover what was supposed to be a six-pack challenge. And then afterwards on WWE.com, after she got sprayed with the green mist, another great piece of business from Becky, where she really leaned into it and really gave all of herself to that story with Asuka. And again, there was a freestyle element, right, Mark? Because when she woke up on Monday, she didn't know that was the exact story that she was going to be telling.
Right. And when you you show up to the building and you kind of have an idea of what you're doing, you can plan for it all week. You're working out in the gym, you're thinking about it. you go to your favorite restaurant, you're thinking about it. You're at home washing dishes, doing the laundry, you're thinking about it. But when you just show up and then it's like, hey, do this. This is what we're doing. Bro, that's always, you know, a more difficult thing because you don't have your the resources of your thoughts to help lead you. You just have to do it off instinct and what's initially planned. And sometimes when initially planned breaks down, you're like, where do I go from here? You don't have you don't have that other discourse in your brain to fall back on. But you couldn't tell. It was just excellent. And it was like they planned that the whole time.
Yeah, I agree. It was seamless, and that is a testament to how good Monday Night Raw was and how talented everybody on that show is. So we go from Monday into Tuesday. Tuesday, Mark, NXT 2.0 still finding their footing. I feel like
they had a lot of backstage segments.
Yeah, it was a lot on the show. A lot of backstage segments, a lot of
like 10 backstage
segments, a lot of talking on this episode, but there was less talking in that match between the Viking Raiders and the Creed Brothers. I know how highly you think of the Creed Brothers, Mark. It was good to see them square off against a veteran tag team like the Viking Raiders. Again, you know, 2.0, not in my running for weekly winner, but there are positives I think you can take away from it.
Yeah, and I understated. There was 11 backstage segments. 11.
That's wild. In a two-hour show?
In a two-hour show. Possible? Like, I never, man, I don't know if I've ever seen that many. And you can count them, but I'm just saying, I from what I remember, that's what it is.
That's wild. That's wild. So, yeah, a lot of figuring out still happening on a Tuesday. But,
yeah, again, I think they're getting reps too, Ryan. The only way you can get better is if you get practice. And if this just happened to be the show that we're going to say, hey, well, let's give them some work. Let's let them get some practice doing this. Then, you know, I understand because it's a developmental brand again. It's not your full out Raw or SmackDown.
Well said. Well said. So we move from Tuesday into Wednesday, Mark, a show that you were there for. The Owen continued on AEW Dynamite. The show was bookended, actually, by the Owen, right? The show started with Samoa Joe taking out John Morrison / Johnny Elite, making his AEW debut. And then the show ended with Adam Cole and Jeff Hardy in the Owen semifinal. I know a lot of people, Mark, were upset that Cole and Hardy match felt a little bit short there at the end, and there was a lot of talk about the timing towards the end of the show. I'll say this. The first hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half of AEW Dynamite was some of the best that you will see all week. That last half hour, last 45 minutes, felt a little rushed and a little clunky at different points, but nonetheless, still a really solid show. But that ending, I felt like, could have hit a little bit more home, especially, Mark, when you've got Jeff Hardy and Adam Cole. I would have liked to have seen just a little bit more from those two in such a big spot.
Oh, I would have, man, but I still think that you know, the Konosuke and Adam Page had the best match of the week, and it was even with all the star power and the introduction of Johnny Elite and you know, like the whole Hart Foundation matches. Britt Baker out there, like with Maki, like it was so much that happened.
The ten Wardlow no selling the 10 lashes. Wardlow, that was a highlight.
No selling it. And I'm talking about at one point, one of those lashes got up around his trap and his neck. And I don't know if y'all ever been hit in the trap or in the neck. It's a sensitive area. He was standing there like, I'm waiting on the bus, and where the hell is this bus?
There's a light breeze.
Oh, man, just nothing. And then the MJF is a piece of human filth, man. The nut shot that he gave Wardlow, I'm like, listen, kick me in the thigh.
Yeah, man. I don't even think I don't even think there's a cup. Damn. I don't think there's protection that you could use that would take away the sting of that groin shot that MJF hit Wardlow with. I mean, kicked him right in nuts, man. Like, square in the nuts.
Both of them. He got both.
Both. Both. B-O-F.
The first time. Both of them. He got one. The second time. Both.
Oh,
my God.
Can't go sell that. There are limitations.
It was a really, really, really good show. And
yeah,
I know I sound like a shill, but I don't care. You know,
also a really good show. I mean,
I'm not lying. I'm just saying, yeah, like, if you go back and you look at that show and you see the match that Hangman Page had with Takeshita, you're going to go, who is this guy? Yep. Who is that guy?
Because... And again, even if you just bookended it, Mark, even if you just bookended it with the Owen tournament with Wardlow in the middle, no selling the 10 lashes, that's still one of the best shows.
With no Adam Page match. It's still.
Right.
It's still a fantastic show. And
yep.
You know
yes.
man? I thought that for your money, Chris Statland and Red Velvet had a hell of a match.
Yeah.
And I was into it. And you know, like, anytime that you have Ray Phoenix on the show, nonetheless, the violence,
that finish, that finish with Kyle O'Reilly, that armbar finish, that setup, that was Mark. Listen, I think I tweeted this out on Wednesday. Like, I didn't know Owen Hart. You obviously did, so I can't speak for Owen Hart, but I have a feeling he would have absolutely loved that armbar finish between Kyle O'Reilly and Ray Phoenix.
Yes, he would have. And you see each one of these matches, the participants taking things that Owen did and using them in those matches. Yeah. Bro, I like, my eyes get watery, you know, when I watch them, because I know if Owen was alive, like, he would really love that. He would be eating that up.
Well,
because
he
loved
fan.
Him some him, like I love me some me. And he's like, man, look at him. They, look at him paying homage to me.
And Owen appreciated a good finish that you couldn't see coming, right? A creative finish, a good roll-up, whatever the case may be. In this case of Kyle O'Reilly and Ray Phoenix, a great submission finish that you couldn't see coming.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming. I was expecting something else, but, like, I don't want to know.
Yep, I'm with
you. When people are going over stuff and the show starts, I don't want to know. I just want to be like a fan and enjoy wrestling like everybody else. And that's why, for the most part, as much as and we didn't get to what happened on Impact and SmackDown, but I'm gonna tell you, man, like I cannot, in all honesty, go forward and not say that's who I'm picking. That,
yeah,
you know, I'm right off the bat, even though we can keep going through the show, but I'm just saying.
Well, I'll say this. That is your weekly winner on Dynamite. And listen, I am not going to begrudge you. That was definitely one of my favorite shows of the week. But with credit to Impact, I will say what happened on Thursday and what's been happening on Thursday. One of my favorite storylines that continued on this Thursday with that Ultimate X qualifier, Speedball Mike Bailey, just continues to kill it. Not just in Impact, but all over the world. You took out the Laredo Kid to kick off the show, and then you had the Briscoes showing up on Impact, taking out Violent by Design in the main event.
That was so good.
That was super enjoyable. Impact, you know, bang for your buck, continues to be one of the best shows in pro wrestling. I would highly encourage everybody to check out them on a weekly basis, because the payoff is there, the talent is there, the storylines are there. Mia Yim on Impact now with her.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you saw this, Mark. Our pal Bliz made her new entrance music over there on Impact. So shout out to Bliz and shout out to Mia Yim.
Yeah, awesome, man. Like, good job, Bliz. You know,
yes, sir.
Bliz, he's a listener. I know he's listening to the show right now. Shout out to you, too.
Yep, so that was a highlight on Thursday. But listen, man, we move over into Friday. And listen, as much as I liked Rampage, and we talked plenty about Rampage, one thing we didn't talk about Rampage, which was my favorite thing about Rampage, Mark, Big Damo showing up, making his AEW debut,
yes.
Former Killian Dane. That made my heart warm from one big man to another.
Yeah, you know I'm a sizist. I like the big guys.
Yes,
and that dude, man, he can work, man. Like, when I say he can work, I mean he can work as good as anybody there. And it's just a matter of him finding his place. And I think that a place will be found for him.
Well said, well said. So, a few months ago, Mark, I gave weekly winner to Monday Night Raw. And I don't remember what it was about. And I remember feeling that, okay, it wasn't exactly the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. But I'm going to give it to Raw anyway because I want to give them positive affirmations, right? I want to lead Raw down the right path. I want to give them some good juju so hopefully it would pay off. And as I bury Horowitz myself and I pat myself on the back, here we sit a few months later and Monday Night Raw is a fantastic show. So clearly my quasi manipulating weekly winner had a lot to do with that. So I'm just going to take all the credit, and I'm going to do the same thing here today on this Saturday edition of Busted Open. I'm going to be honest with you, Mark, probably if I was really looking at it, my favorite and best show was probably Dynamite, but that's not where I'm going to go. I am going to go with Friday Night SmackDown for this reason. Undisputed Tag Team Championships. That was a main event that we want, that we clamor for from the WWE that we so rarely get. So rarely, Mark, to the point to where I had people in my mentions last night, like, they're not going to actually give us a title match on television. They're going to save it for Hell in a Cell. There's not going to be a payoff. The watchers are conditioned to the point to they don't even think they're getting the match, right? So that leads me to my weekly winner. It is SmackDown from the standpoint where I really think we're nitpicking when you want to talk about SmackDown and Dynamite, which one's better. Maybe one's a 7.5 and one's an 8. I don't know however you want to push it, but I will say this, Mark. In terms of main events, in terms of storylines, WWE was finagling a lot of chaos, right? There was a lot of drama. That main event had its legs taken out for them even before it began with that announcement from Michael Cole that, Naomi and Sasha were going to be suspended and yada, yada, yada. But even throughout all of that, that main event delivered. So I'm going to put some positive affirmations out there in the world. I'm going to hope that this is a sign of bigger things to come. Weekly winner for me is going to SmackDown solely on that main event and the WWE unifying their tag team titles. This is me putting the positivity back in the world. I want more of this, Mark. I want all the titles unified. I want less belts. I want belt changes on television, which is something the WWE doesn't do. So this is me patting the WWE on the back and saying, give me more.
Good
of
show. Good job. Yes. Good job. But I have to do a deduction because they introduced LA Knight as Max Dupree. And
Dupree.
I'm deducting Dupree.
Dupree. All right, so fine. You deduct a point, but I give a point back for Sami Zayn still wrestling in a Bloodline shirt every single week, which is highly entertaining.
Go. There you go.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of sports programming and podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation program director, Mother Marissa Rivas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.